T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'll tell you this, when a Cat 3 or better is hurtling toward you at a rapid rate of speed and you're trying to get out of town, that's no time to worry about levee protection, because, you know, by that time the die is pretty much cast, right? The Rubicon, to make a river reference, has been crossed. But now's the time to talk about that, and we're going to talk with Sarah Bradley, Senior Project Manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers New Orleans District, about a proposed $2 billion, 30-mile-long Upper Barataria levee system. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Now, I'm going to ask you to have patience with us because we're on radio, and you're going to have to describe it. I wish you could have a PowerPoint, but that's not going to happen, obviously. So explain to us, if you will, what area we're talking about and what kind of protection are we talking about?
Okay, so I'll start by just saying that this report is the culmination of 2 years of work done by the Corps in partnership with CPRA. And I really need to give a shout out to the local entities, the parishes, the levee districts. They've been a really valuable partner in getting through this. And so the plan that we have in front of us now is a really big step forward for providing that flood risk management to folks on the west bank of St. Charles Parish, as well as Lafourche and other parishes throughout the basin. So you're right, we're talking about a nearly $2 billion plan, and it's going to extend 30 miles from Luling in the east over to Raceland in the west, and that's going to be designed to reduce risk from the 1% event, which is what we used to call the 100-year event. And so it's largely aligned with the local projects that are on the ground today, those that are in design and construction, and some in the planning phases, and also aligned with CPRA's master plan project for the area. So folks are probably familiar in some regard with those projects. And so, again, really want to emphasize the work the locals are doing. What we're looking to do is build upon those efforts, raising existing levees, closing the gaps, and extending that system further to the west, providing that complete and comprehensive system that's going to cross the basin. And so the system really starts over in Luling, where it's going to connect to the Mississippi River levees. It's going to come through the Davis Pond Diversion Structure, the West Guide Levee, and then it's going to continue south, where, again, it's going to be updating deficiencies and improving upon those St. Charles Parish levees. It's going to cross Bayou Des Almonds with a barge gate structure, and then it's going to parallel Highway 90 across the basin and tie into high ground near Raceland. And it's really a critical piece to the puzzle for Southern Louisiana. It's going to connect, again, those MRL levees on the river and the West Bank levees with the future Morganza to the Gulf levee system. And so it's going to close that big gap that we have down there and really provide some good flood risk management for residents of Southern Louisiana.
So we're talking about a continuous levee. From the end result would be from Luling at the river all the way down, and the river, the levee would run southeast of Luling, and maybe southeast, Boutte, Parody, Des Almonds, and all the way down to Matthews and Gaines, which, of course, is to the southeast of Matthews. My mother is from that area, believe it or not. Sarah?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So I'm familiar with Matthews and Gaines.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it's important to point out, as you mentioned, it is a complete system running through those areas, and it's going to be 30 miles of levees and flood walls. But it's also important to note that it does include hydraulic structures that are going to allow us to maintain that natural flow regime in the area. It's obviously a very important tidal ecosystem. And so the system's only going to be closed during hurricanes and tropical storms. So under normal conditions, you know, of course the levees are going to be in place, but those hydraulic structures are going to be in an open position to allow for that tidal exchange and help maintain natural flows that we experience today. And then when we hear that hurricanes or tropical storms are coming or forecast to hit the study area, that's when we'll go in, we'll close those gates, we'll close those structures to prevent that surge from entering the basin. And that's going to reduce the flood damage to the structures up there, as well as the evacuation corridors like Highway 90.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about what, procedurally what happens from here. It's 7:51, 9 before 8. We're talking to Sarah Bradley, Senior Project Manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans District. The Army Corps has got a new levee proposal for Upper Barataria, and it would, as we just said, begin at where the levee meets the river at Luling and then run south and east of Boutte, Parity to Zalmans, and then all the way down to Raceland and Matthews, and of course include one or how many floodgates?
Several floodgates. There's a large floodgate across Bayou de Zalmans, 270 feet, and then other structures throughout that 30-mile reach.
All right, we'll pick it up when we come back. What happens from here? How do you get the money? How do you start building? Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Sarah Bradley, Senior Project Manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans District, about a new levee proposal for Upper Barataria. Somebody texted this in, and I think it's a good question, Sarah. Before we talk about financing and where the money's going to come from, these levees are constantly sinking, and this is going to have to be, and I make the analogy to building a painting a bridge where they, you know, the old thing you start, and by the time you finish, it's time to start painting it again. Is that pretty much the case with these levees?
Yes, sir, that is the case with these levees, and we do anticipate future levee lifts. We have a 50-year project that we're proposing, and so there will be 2 to 3 levee lifts throughout the future to maintain that level of risk reduction out into 2076, which is our target for the study.
So what happens now? The study's been approved. Is it all about now presenting this to Congress to get the money?
So the study hasn't been approved yet.
It has not been.
Actually, today we're...
Wait, it has or has not?
It has not been approved. What we have out right now is a draft report. We're asking the public to review that. We've got meetings at 2 o'clock this afternoon if folks want more details. And you can just Google USAFE Upper Barataria, and it'll get you to our website with the login information for the virtual meetings. And so we're in a public review period right now trying to get feedback from folks on the ground, our stakeholders, the residents. We anticipate having a report in March that will leave New Orleans. And that's going to go through several months of Washington-level reviews, which culminates in a chief's report in October of 2021. And at that point, the ball is in Congress's court. And we will need Congress to provide construction authority and appropriations, that's the money, to get started on this work.
One question I've always had about these projects with you guys and Congress of the United States is that physics doesn't know politics, and it doesn't know compromise, right? The numbers are what they are, and the facts are what they are. And if they try to partially fund a project like this, can they do it, or is it really all or nothing at all?
So typically we do get annual funding for projects. We put in requests each year, and Congress incrementally funds it. And with a $2 billion project, that's probably going to be the case. But we were lucky enough in this study to get full federal funding from Congress, $3 million up front, to make sure we could get this study done quickly within 3 years and $3 million. But construction is another story. That's a heavy lift for the federal government. That's a heavy lift for the non-federal sponsor, the local state of Louisiana. They need to provide a cost share match. So it probably will be incrementally funded, but we would love to see that funding provided up front. We don't see that happen often.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate your time. I really do. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.